Hey, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We've got a great show for you today. If you've ever wondered how Eric and Rochelle would handle crazy, weird situations that each other have made up, now is the time to find out. Also, it is a very important day. All the Eurovision songs have been announced, so now it's just a matter of getting through them. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Every single country we haven't talked about, we're going to talk on this one episode. No.
Eric, I have a question.
What's that?
Is this the music from Mario Kart?
It could be, but it is not. It does sound like it.
It does. And then that sound, like that's the sound that the carts make when you try and make them go faster.
I never thought of it that way, but yeah. I
thought that's what you were playing, and then she started singing. I was like, oh, what?
It definitely has a Super Mario Kart vibe, but it was created about 15 years before that. Anyways, it's going to be a great episode. We are Tip Tap Tip. Okay.
Guess what, Eric?
What's that, Rochelle?
We got an email.
What? No, it's actually a comment on our website.
Oh.
It's kind of like an email, but people write it there.
So my friend Natalie, who I've been friends with since grade two or something like that.
Yep.
She wrote on our website because we talked about her on our last show. Mm-hmm. And she wrote, listen to everything. It's a Bengal tiger. It be from India, not Africa. Thank you, Natalie, for pointing out how dumb we are.
Because let's remind people what we're talking about here first.
Okay, we were talking about our last show. We talked about junior high and Eric's junior high. And on the cover of his junior high yearbook, there's a Bengal tiger. And I think we said it was from Africa, but it's actually from India.
Because, who has these time to look things up, right?
These are things that we don't know on the fly.
Yeah.
Natalie also says, the movie Rochelle is thinking of is Freaky Friday. We were talking about the movie where the lady turns into her daughter. She's 30 and she turns into her daughter who's in junior high. And her daughter turns into her who's 30.
Are you talking about the Lindsay Lohan version or the... Because she did one with
I don't really
Jamie
care.
Lee Curtis.
I don't care what version it is. I know that it. That's just what
really
that situation we were talking about.
Or the old 1960s version.
We were just talking about the situation.
Okay.
And she says, "I'm sorry about Rat Lady," which is the comic name that she gave me. She turned me into a rat lady. Anyway, she was supposed to be awesome, but it just didn't translate to paper because I'm not an artist like you. I also have some hazy memory of Rewop and Power, which is...
Now, I remember when I first read this, I was like, what is Rewop and Power?
And well, remember how on the last show we were talking about...
A belt.
Yeah, this belt from my winter jacket, and we would sit by the window and prop it open. It was one of those windows you could just... they leaned open or whatever, and we would stick the belt through the open part of the window, and then we would kind of like talk to each other like through the belt, and we came up with names. We have no idea. This is just...
You were weird.
We were
bored. You were both weird, really, really...
Yes, we were really weird, and we were really bored. And we didn't have, we just had a vast imagination.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
if it was nowadays, we would probably just go on our cell phones. Like, what fun is that?
So where do these
so much more fun.
Where do these names come from? Rewop and Power?
We just came up with it. I don't know.
Okay. It's strange. It's very bizarre.
It's like robot names.
Why don't you just play...
Eric, I'm sure you did really weird things too. You're just not confessing, okay? Everybody does weird shit. And if you have a friend who's like equally as weird as you, then you both turn even more weird. So that's how it goes.
Well, that's fantastic.
And that's why I never had a boyfriend.
Until high school.
Because if you were hanging out with a girl in grade 8 and she was doing stuff like that, what would you think?
That she probably had head lice.
What?
Well, if somebody's doing that, then they're probably neglecting other parts of their life. Namely, personal hygiene. And
you're a dick.
I know. I'm the worst.
You are. And you married me.
I'm just saying.
You think a normal person would marry you?
I'm saying you turned out okay, but these things about.
Whatever. You were probably just the dude standing in the corner with your face full of acne, not even talking to any girl whatsoever.
Okay,
right?
I didn't talk to a lot of girls, but
yeah. See, there you go.
But that's just because I was waiting for the right one, right, Rochelle? Right.
That you're not going to score points that easily after you insulted me.
Oh, man. I thought I was going to score all the points.
See, if I had a boyfriend in grade 8, they would have been so lucky because I was so much fun.
You were the best in grade 8.
Actually, I did kind of have like some boyfriends, but not long term.
Okay. Were they boyfriends or just...
No, they were boyfriends. Like, you know, in grade 8, you just like phone each other, talk on the phone or
yeah.
watch movies together. We don't really do that much. Like,
were your brothers the type of brothers who would pick up the phone? Because this is, you know,
this is back before cell phones. Yes, they would pick up the phone. They would listen into the conversation,
and then they
would make fun of me about calling somebody or talking to somebody. Or yeah, they would do that all the time. It made it very, very difficult to date.
I'm going to have to bring this up with them next time I see them and I get all the details about.
Oh, yeah. They just loved it. It was like free entertainment for them, right?
Yeah. All right. So I say we get into our first segment. Now, we didn't send out an email this time because other things happened. But I think you should sign up for our email newsletter. That way, when we do announce things which are coming up on upcoming shows, you can jump in and give some input of your own. And also we announce other fun stuff as well too, and sometimes we have pictures and fun stuff, which are not available anywhere else.
Can you emphasize fun a little bit more? Maybe say it even in a better way. Say it in the best way you possibly can say it.
Fun.
That sounds like you're taking a fun poop.
Yep. It's the funnest. All right. So the name of the game here is hypothetical situations. Now, what's going to happen here is I have three, which I've come up with.
And who's going to go first, right? Well, who gets to go first? Paper,
really
scissors.
Matter. Okay, sure.
One, two, three. Oh, I got paper. Eric did scissors. You go first.
I scissored your paper.
You scissored my scissors. Ew.
Okay. that'd be a weird one. So the first hypothetical situation is for Rochelle. Zip. You find out that your whole life has...
I feel like there needs to be like a drum thing or something before we ask questions.
Well, let me see what I have here. Let me see what I can come up with.
I would appreciate it if you would try and find more sound noises. I like sounds and noises.
Sound noises?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what I can do.
Like a cymbal clash. You had a cymbal clash or something like that.
Well, how about...
No.
No?
No. That's the most annoying sound in the world.
What else I got here? I got...
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay, well, if that is what you think is appropriate for this episode, then...
Okay, now ask the question.
Okay, Rochelle, you find out that your whole life has been the Truman Show. What happens next? Right, so everything that you thought
was... What if I've never watched the Truman Show?
You're the worst person to play this game with, because... Okay. You find out that your entire life has been monitored from birth and been broadcast onto a television show, right? What do you do next? You've seen the Truman Show, all right?
How do I make it stop? That's what I would figure out. How do I make it stop right now?
Yeah, how do you deal?
I would try to figure out how it was happening, mm-hmm. Where the cameras were.
Yeah.
And I would tear them out.
Okay.
And I would try to escape.
All right. So you've seen the movie. You know what happens, right?
He tries to escape.
He tries to escape. He goes on the boat and eventually hits the wall. And that is the end of that.
Yeah.
So, but you know.
But you got to try. You have to try to escape.
But everybody's like the movie, everybody's trying to convince you that, you know, you're actually incorrect. And, you know, you're
deluded. Okay, so how do I find out, though? Who is my source? How did I find out?
Well, in the movie, if I remember correctly,
He finally sees a camera?
A light fell
from
the sky. Like, you know, like one of those I guess it's...
Stage lights?
Yeah, stage lights fall from the sky. And that kind of set things off. So say that happens to you, right? Or something similar, where a big, giant clue presents itself to you. What do you do? And then how do you resolve this situation? Because keep in mind that up until
I would probably
up to that point.
First of all, I would torture you and ask you questions.
Yeah.
I would probably threaten to cut your fingernails off, how mobsters do it, and your toes.
Well, you don't mess around, do you?
And then I would make sure, like by threatening to do this, and I would chop off just your pinky toe first.
Okay, let's be realistic
here. No, just your pinky toe. You don't even need that. and I'm pretty sure by doing that you would cave in and you would tell me the truth and I would know for sure, and then I would ask you how I can get out, and then I would try and dress up as somebody else, like try and look like somebody else by doing my makeup and buying a wig or something.
Yeah.
And,
but, you know, at the same time.
And the place where the actors are going out at the end of the day, I would find that place where they're going out of the town mm-hmm. into their own world.
But let's throw a, you make it sound real easy. Oh, you just torture someone, they tell you, and then you make a costume, get out. But
That would not be easy for me, Eric, to torture you. That would not be. That would be really, really hard.
But okay, let's put it this way: on a very important show, the Rochelle Show, the actors go in and go out at the end of the day, like any other set, any other movie studio. I'm sure identification badge has to be presented.
I have an even better idea.
Okay,
I would kill you.
What the fuck?
And then I would take your skin off of your body and I would wear your skin as my outfit. Like those aliens do, you know?
Okay, now you're just being ridiculous.
Like those aliens do. That's a ridiculous question.
First of all, my skin.
I would have your fingers. I would have your eyeballs.
Okay, so let's
and then I would have your ID. I would just basically try and turn into you so that I can get off this and live my life normally.
Okay, so let's...
And then I would still have your skin to remind me of how wonderful you are.
I don't know who I married, but this is kind of creeping me out. Okay, so assuming that... Okay, I'll play along.
Or maybe I do all of that to somebody that I didn't care about. But the thing is, if you're the closest to me, then you would know if I was there or not. Right? So I would have to kill you no matter what.
Oh, man. That's not fun at all.
It's not a fun situation.
I can you think of non-violent ways to get out of this situation?
Well, you know, I've seen that show. Who is number one?
The Prisoner.
Yeah, the Prisoner, right? And I think that's, you know, the more in-depth version of the Truman Show.
Yeah.
And he tries so many different techniques. Mm-hmm. He runs, he tries so many ways to get out of there and nothing ever works. So I think that you have to do something dramatic and you have to do something really, really, really big at the start, or else, because if you keep trying, if you try the first time and you fail, then they're going to have even more eyes on you.
They're
going to be aware that you know. So you have to go big, like the very first time.
No, but one thing to keep in mind is when you first find out this, you're confused because everything you've known up until this point.
Yeah, I know. That's why I torture you.
Okay, fine.
And find out for real.
All right.
Right?
So I guess the next question is yours. All right, Rochelle goes completely psychopathic and violent, and that gets out of the Truman Show. I guess maybe Jim Carrey should have taken that approach, and maybe it would have been a half-hour movie as opposed to however long it was.
Exactly, all exactly. Right. Okay, Eric?
Yeah.
Pa-ching! Do the pa-ching. You're walking in a forest, and you find a suitcase.
Okay.
Inside it holds $10 million U.S., not Canadian, because Canadian sucks right now. And a piece of paper stained in blood with a single word, don't.
Oh, man.
What do you do? Take it or leave it?
A blood-stained, oh, man, this is, and I'm completely alone in a forest. There's nobody around.
Yeah.
What I would do is I would move it, like maybe error. No, what I would do, no, here's what I'd do. First of all, I would see, I'd set up maybe by adding some dust on it or something, and I'd leave it where it is, and I'd come back after a few days to see if that area has been disturbed in any way, making careful note of what's around, like, you know, any footprints, any, you know, if anybody's touched it, and then
you do realize if you leave it for a couple of days, someone else could just take it. You really think you'd be able to go home and sleep and go to work knowing that that suitcase was just sitting there in the forest and someone else can take it?
Okay. In that case, I would not.
No, I'm asking you, like, would you be able to?
In a real situation, I don't think I would touch it. What I would do is I would, leave the scene, undisturbed. I'd call the police, say, this is what I found, this is where it is. And leave it up to them, man. Cause, you know, especially if there's a bloody don't
on there. You wouldn't even pocket $1 million.
I'm pretty sure, whoever had put that in there would know if 1/10 of their fortune.
You wouldn't even be tempted to take it.
I'd be scared. I'd be like, you know, cause there's that note. And that's pretty ominous sounding, man. I wouldn't mess around with bloody handwriting. That's me. That's exactly what I would do. And I stand by it. So there. All right. So, well, it wasn't as violent as yours. What were you expecting? You would take some sort of money.
Take it and run. Take it and just move to a different country or something, mm-hmm. and just, you know,
yeah,
it's right. $10 million.
Okay,
I was expecting you would do that. Like, what's that movie where that guy finds a whole bunch of money?
The one with
No Country for Old Men.
That, and I'm also thinking there's that other movie called A Simple Plan, which came out in like the late 90s. Sort of similar to that, like where three friends find however, I can't remember the amount, but then they are figuring out what to do with it. And anyways, I'm not going to ruin the movie. It's good. So here's my question for you, Rochelle.
Okay.
That's the worst sound effect, but all right. This will be a good one for you. What if you had the ability to inhabit the life of a singular character from any work of fiction ever? When you become that character, that becomes your new life and you can never return to your old life. Any fictional character.
But does that mean that you just be repeating the book the whole time, or no,
you could,
because don't know what happens after the book ends.
You could just live that life in whatever direction you choose, but you know, you become that character, but you can never return to being Rochelle.
Oh, well, I know who I
would. Okay.
You know who I would.
Well, you tell me.
I bet you could tell me.
The future Mrs. Darcy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, And that would just be that. You would just be like, all right, leave your entire life behind. Leave me behind. And just be like, you're now Mrs. Darcy.
Yeah, the only thing that I wouldn't like about that is having to wear corsets all the time, like the time period for the dresses.
Only that, like,
not really a big fan of that. And then also being the lady of such a huge estate, I think it might be fun for a week or something, but after a while, I think it might get...
Do you think you'd ever be bored? Because I watch these shows, these... I don't know what you'd call them, these Victorian dramas or whatever.
I wouldn't be bored because the things that ladies did back in those days are the things that I do now. Like
they read.
Needlework and playing piano and going for walks. Those are everything that that's everything I do now. Like reading books and playing cards and reading poetry or having poetry readings, like, or having tea with the other ladies. Like I love all that stuff.
Well, maybe
I would not be bored at all.
Maybe you were born in the wrong era. So like, so definitely 100% sure that would be the character that you would jump into.
But okay, the time period is what I don't like about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, you know, medical care, all the illnesses that
toilets?
Were going around. Yeah, toilets,
that's a big thing.
Electricity, like all of those things. I'm not a huge fan of. So, that's a really hard question.
I know. That's why I got the drum beat.
Man.
So. Man, you're staring at me.
I'm thinking. Okay. I'm thinking. Because the thing is, like, you know, obviously, like, what makes a good female lead character in a book is that she goes through something difficult and overcomes it. And that's the part that I wouldn't want to do.
So, all the hard parts.
There's not really, like, a good female lead character who,
you
know, I was thinking, like, the thing is, I wouldn't want to live in that time. And I'm thinking, like, The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood.
But that was science fiction, though, right? Handmaid's Tale?
It's not science fiction. It's well, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Not, you know, it's based in the future.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the way the future was, so.
Yeah, so it's a bit science fiction-y.
Hmm.
All right, so that's a head scratcher, Rochelle. How are you?
Oh, I know. Duh. I would totally be Bella.
Oh. Really?
No, just joking.
I'd be.
Our what's her name? I just watched it. The 50 Shades of Grey. Lady.
Oh yeah, I can't believe you watched that, man. That's something else to talk about.
Yeah, no, I would not be that.
Well,
I like the girls in Ghost World, like the comic book Ghost World.
Yeah,
that's fun.
But then they're
just kind of like how.
But then what do they do? You know, there's your entire life. So who knows how they turn out?
Yeah, I have no idea how they would turn out, but I like those characters.
Okay.
They're fun. I'd be the girl with the dark hair and the glasses.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the actress is.
Thora Birch is the actress. All right. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Okay. If you could change sex for a week,
what?
Would you do it?
Just sure.
You turn into Erica.
Yeah, why not? I would. Yeah. Let's give this a spin. Let's. 1 week. The worst thing that happened is you have a really awkward, weird week.
The worst thing that could happen is you get pregnant.
Yeah. Okay. No, but you know,
what do you think would be the hardest part of being female?
Experiencing menstruation for the first time and pre-menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have there's no part of me which has that can really relate on a physical level what that feels like. I know because I hear, you know, just.
Yeah, it was also emotional too.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things wrapped up in it. Physical, emotional. Oh my goodness,
you would be the worst girl.
I would be the and I. Could you imagine me? I'd be crying and then throwing things at walls.
And like the amount of chocolate you already ate, just think of how much chocolate, more chocolate you would eat.
And then I'd be like, why am I doing this to myself? As I'm crying and eating chocolate at the same time while watching probably Gilmore Girls or something. I know that I'm making a huge generalization, but
I don't think that's a generalization. That's pretty much how it goes.
So, I figure, you know, why not?
Okay. Give and it a shot. What would you like the most about being a girl?
Boobs.
Oh my goodness, a smile on your face. You're just like, yeah, boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
Would you let other men touch your boobs or would you only touch your boobs
yourself?
I would
only touch my own boobs.
You wouldn't want anybody else to touch them?
That'd be weird.
Like if your best friend Joel came up to you when you're a woman and he wanted to touch your boobs because you were really hot, would you let him?
No, because he's married and has two kids, first of all.
No, but he doesn't want to sleep with you. Okay, saying he doesn't have that.
Okay.
Saying he's not married, doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
Would you let him?
No, because...
he's a single dude, you know...
No. First of all, because that would make the friendship weird. And would you I let value
him,
the friendship
would you
more
let
than,
him sleep with you?
No, absolutely not under any circumstances.
But he's your best friend.
Doesn't matter. I want him to be. I want him to remain my friend. And I think you add something.
What if he actually just tried to and actually did touch your boobs? What would you do to him?
I'd be like, hey, cool it, man. I only got a week, and then things are back to normal. And I don't want to make this weird. All right. That's what I'd say. I'd be like,
hey. Would you sleep with anybody just to know?
Well, let me think about that while we pause the show for a second here. That's a tough one.
Eric, that would be the most important thing.
Yeah.
To figure out or to know is.
You know what? Only 1 week. It only happens once. Fuck it.
You would?
Okay. Let's switch things around. If you were a guy for a week, you wouldn't be like boning chicks left and right?
Yeah, I totally would.
Yeah, you totally would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, there you go. It's only 1 week. Why not, right? What the fuck?
Your turn.
All right.
Two more. I think we'll do like three questions each. Hey, I think that's good.
Yeah, I have one more and I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
Okay. You now have the power to... Oh, I forgot the thing. This is the most important part. Okay, Rochelle, you now have the power to teleport. How does this affect your life and what would you do next? There appears to be no limits as to where you can teleport to or from except off the planet. You discover that you're capable of physically lifting, if you're capable of physically lifting and holding an object or person, you can teleport them too. As far as you know, nobody else has this power or is aware that you have this power. What do you do? How does this affect your day-to-day life? Do you tell anyone? Do you go public? Do you go to the government? How does it affect your morals? Would you be tempted to use it for crime or for selfish reasons?
Oh, because you could go into banks.
Exactly.
Wow. I didn't think about that. Yeah. I just thought of traveling. All I thought was, hey, I would go to Mexico tomorrow and I'd take you and Bo with
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Sure.
Would you use it to get to work faster or have more vacations?
Okay. My question is when you teleport and you appear somewhere else, how do you do that secretly?
Well, let's say you teleport, you know of a secluded area, say for instance, and you just kind of...
Oh, okay. No, I would not tell anybody. That would definitely be a secret.
Yep.
I would use it just for us, just for our family. I would not turn into a criminal because I could teleport because my conscience would not be settled with that. Mm-hmm. I might... be tempted to be a superhero, like to, like, you know, if something was going on and they needed someone there right now, I might be tempted to do that to like rescue people or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, the main thing I think for me would be to keep it a secret. I would not want anyone to know, because the minute you tell anybody, and I'm basing this on movies, my knowledge from movies is that you would become a lab rat. They would try and experiment with you. You know, I would just do it like what the X-Men do, like hide in a mansion and not tell anybody and use it for good. And if I could find other people with talents or special abilities, I would become friends with them so that I could talk to them about it.
Like the X-Men.
Like the X-Men. I would just basically be like the X-Men. Like one of the X-Men.
That's all right.
The best one.
The best one.
With the biggest tits.
Okay.
What? All those girls are, well, in the comic books. Maybe not in the movies.
The comic books, they always draw women with gigantic...
They're huge. And their waists are super tiny. And they're always really tall. And they wear high boots.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. One more for you, Eric.
All right.
Pa-ching. Pa-pa-pa-ching.
Oh, sorry. Is that how you describe the sound? Pa-ching?
Yeah.
Ching.
Okay, I'm going to ask you two questions, and you can figure out which one you want to answer.
Oh, so I have a choice here.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Okay, number one, if you could really sell your soul to the devil, what would you sell it for? Just wait, and this is number two. If World War IV broke out and Canada was enlisting more men into the army, what would you do? Fight or move to a remote town in the Northwest Territories to hide? And if you do decide to fight, what area would you fight in?
I'm going to answer question number two, World War IV. We guess we skipped over number three.
Oh, they're already... Oh, I thought there was World War III already. Oops.
Wow, Rochelle.
Oh, and I tried so hard to think about it before I wrote it down.
I have a question. Well, if Rochelle knew... Okay, pretend you're somebody who knows a little bit more about
this. I have a question. Rochelle, did you fall asleep in every single social studies class in high school? The answer is yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay, World War III breaks out, and they're, I guess, drafting lots of men. I don't think I'd have to worry because of my age, because they typically were... But assuming they are. Assuming.
You're not old. You're not too old to fight.
Well, according to the army, I might be.
No, they do tests on you to see your physical abilities. Yeah. And you're in shape. You can run. You can... All right. You're strong.
So, okay, assuming I pass their mandated exam, I would find a cabin or some sort of remote area. Because, one, I don't like... I don't really believe that wars are something worth, you know, fighting for. Like, you know, like, especially knowing in World War III, it'll probably be something dumb that it started.
Yeah, with. Okay, just assuming that it's similar to World War II, where you're fighting to keep the Nazis away from your country.
But World War III, we're fighting against the robo-Nazis?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
And because you have a child, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's you want to make sure that your country is safe for your child and your future children.
Well, I would see if I can contribute in my own way, which does not involve me getting
making websites.
Yeah, or whatever. I want like a desk job or something like that. Like, you know,
like one of the computer jobs. Hey,
somebody has to do it, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I think there are far better people out there for fighting and destroying the evil robo-Nazi army than little old me. And that way I can contribute my part, help save the world against the this robo-menace. And there you go. That is my answer. I would not, and I'm going to answer also the first question you had. No, I would not sell my soul for anything. Period.
Really?
Nope.
Even like all the riches of the world.
Nope. Not worth it.
What if the devil said, you know what, Eric, you really like Kanye, right? I will make you Kanye.
No.
And you can have Kim Kardashian as your wife.
No.
And you can have 500 other Kim Kardashians too.
No.
At any time you want.
No. It's not worth it, man. Not.
And you can have all the money you could ever want. I'm going to make you a money tree. You can have a money tree.
No. It's, you know.
Really?
No, because this is. No, because.
You think your soul's worth more than all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Is worth that much. So, I mentioned at the top of the show, all the Eurovision songs have been wrapped up. Every single one we know. And now we can play whatever we want. Like I said, all the songs. Ready? So we have, this is clearly more than we'll be able to tackle over.
Even what? You don't want to talk about 25 Eurovision songs? Come on, Eric. Where's your spirit?
No.
Have we listened to the one from the Netherlands yet?
Yes, we did. It was Walk Away.
And okay. Let's listen to the one from Sweden. The bottom.
Okay. Let's listen to that one. This is a man's Zomerlo, a song called Heroes. Well, let's have a listen.
Number 6, Heroes, Måns Zelmerlöw. Don't tell the gods I left a mess, I can undo what has been done. Let's run for cover. What if I'm the only hero left? You better fire off your gun once and forever. He said, go dry your eyes and live your life like there is no tomorrow, son. And tell the others to go sing it like a hummingbird, the greatest anthem ever heard. We are the heroes of our time. But we're dancing with the demons in our minds.
It was Sweden's entry, Måns Zelmerlöw with a song called Heroes. What can I say? Sweden know how to bring it every year. yeah, this is great song. It does really help to watch this because the performance really kind of complements the song. There's all sorts of projections and visuals. And
yeah, but didn't the visuals kind of make it seem a little bit like propaganda?
Why? Because the marching gnomes or what?
It kind of seemed like, okay, let's all be heroes. Let's all fight together. And then they're all like marching together at the end. And then he goes and lifts his
head. You know what, Rochelle? Maybe this would be a great anthem for the world as everybody is fighting the robo Nazis.
We'll be
blasting this from the front lines and everyone will just give their all.
And everybody wants to be a hero, right?
Yeah. But did you like the song? Yes or no?
Yes, I did. Okay. I found it really catchy, and I like the shirt that the guy's wearing.
You like the shirt? Okay.
It emphasizes his pectoral muscles.
Okay. So
I think that you should get a shirt like that. I now understand why H&M sells those shirts that are really, really light material. So that if you have a hot, sexy body, you can wear these really light, see-through-ish kind of shirts.
Like those are
like the really shitty shirts that H&M sells.
Well, yeah.
That's the reason why they make them. It's for young, hot bodies. So you can kind of see them, their bodies through the shirts, right? And this is the reason why I hate them, because I don't want people to see like every single nook and cranny. But on him, it looks great.
Right.
Yeah. That's all. So, that's all I got to say about that.
I liked it. What can I say? I really like it. It's definitely going to make the finals.
Can you pick the next one?
I'm going to blow your mind one way or the other, whether you like it or not. This is the United Kingdom's entry.
And it's not an old singer. It's a new singer.
This is new singers. The group is called Electro Velvet. Song is called Still in Love with You. Strap in, Rochelle. It's gonna be a fucking ride.
I thought there was a limit.
Get sneezes or nasty
What the fuck?
Interesting.
That was United Kingdom's entry, Electro Velvet. Still in love with you. I am speechless.
I like it. If that was playing in a bar, I would totally dance to that.
I don't know what to think of it. I just...
It's just because of the visuals, right? The visuals throw you off. If you just listen to it, it totally works.
Okay, maybe that's the case. But because, the visuals are, I guess, like some sort of 1930s jazz club kind of vibe.
Yeah, and then the lights turn off, and then it turns into neon, which I guess would be the electro part of the Velvet. The Velvet would be the 1930s.
Yeah.
And it's the neon stuff that kind of throws me off. But, you know, I really liked that neon stuff in the 90s. When I went skiing, I would put the neon stuff on my nose.
What was that stuff anyways? Like the...
zinc.
Oh, the zinc.
Zinc stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. That stuff was... If you wore that, you were super cool, especially if you had those sunglasses that were also neon and black on the side. And then you also had to have like the, the thing that would go around your neck so you could wear your sunglasses down.
Oh, okay. I don't know any of this.
It's a rope. Oh, okay. Like a rope that attaches to your sunglasses.
So how do you think this song is going to do for real? Like we know it's going to get to the finals because it's in the big five, right? So
I think it's going to do good. It's poppy. It's fun. It's different.
But
it's also not like, I think they're trying to make it really different with the visuals, but I'm not sure if the actual song is really that awesome. Like it's kind of, doesn't pop.
All right.
Pop does not pop.
Yeah. How about you pick this last song and then we'll be out of here.
Montenegro.
All right. This is Montenegro Nez in a song called Adio. I've not heard this, so this will be a first time listen for both parties.
Zabora,
right. That was Montenegro's entry, Nez with Adio. I liked it. We had another guest here who was giving his opinion of the song, who joined us. What do you think of that song, Bo? Was it good? Nice song?
Done.
You like the song?
Yeah.
It was very nice.
I know.
You know?
You know. Yeah, it's a very nice song. I think it was very pretty.
It's very pretty? Do you think it's going to win the contest?
No.
Is it very nice?
No.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Well, that's
good. It depends, though, right? Like, it seems like it's just like, it's one of those songs that it could either, you know, a whole bunch of European people might really think it's beautiful because it is very beautiful.
Exactly.
But it could also just totally get lost.
Yeah. It's hard to pinpoint the sensibilities of like kind of Eastern Europe because they might like think this is.
And also because we don't know what the words are saying.
Exactly. Yeah, so Bo, I think we should finish this up and have some supper time.
Do you think that it's supper time right now?
Supper
time? Yeah, do you want to sing a song? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle.
You're gonna manhandle that microphone.
How I wonder what you are. Yay! Good job.
Thanks, Bo. You did a good job.
Okay, can you say bye now? Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, well, you go play.
That is our guest. Our special guest today. His name is Bo, and he is 2.5 years old.
Well, thank you for listening to Tip Tap Tip. We hope you liked our hypothetical situations, and I'm going to throw it out there. What would you do in some of the situations which we outlined in this show? Bo would probably play in the dirt in toys for all of them, right? And what else would you do? Hello. Would you have lots of fun? You like having fun? Okay, I need to bang the microphone. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Bo sends everybody kisses.
Everybody kisses. I know.
Say bye-bye.
He knows how to say I know because I taught him that when he was really little. Because I thought it would be funny for him to always say to adults, I know.
You know.
I know.
And now that's all he says.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for checking us out. TipTapTip.com. My name is Eric.
Sign up for our e-news as well.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
My name's Rochelle.